Let's start today with two of those people behind the planes of home builds who are pretty good stories, and they're representative of the larger home building community. Scott Stewart and his son Casey are aviation buffs. They're also, coincidentally, father and son.
Good afternoon.
Good to be with you.
How's it going?
It's going all right. How's your show?
You know, I'm at Oshkosh, and you can't get any better than that.
If you've ever either been a father or a son, you know that there are... It can be difficult times, from what I understand, from what I can tell of the many things that bond both of these guys together. Aviation and home building is a big part of it. Am I right?
We've done a lot of flying, a lot of building together, and had a blast doing it.
Yeah, you have an RV7. Go ahead, Casey.
It's got the little wheel in the right place, and no, Bob, that doesn't mean it's in the front. No little dangly thing.
All right. Tailwheel guys. Yeah. I know how they are. Back when I was looking for 28 people to fill 28 guest spots for this show this week, I got an email from Scott, who, by the way, goes by Dakota Hawk.
Dakota Hawk is my Vans Air Force
yep.
name.
Casey, do you have one?
Casey Stewart. I'm real original like that. You know?
maybe Tailwheeler or something would have worked better. But Scott sent me a note. He said, let me tell you about my son. Then a little bit later, I got an email from Casey, and he said, let me tell you about my dad. So let's start with each of you telling me about yourself. Scott, what brought you to aviation, and what's your background?
Well, I got into aviation when my father took me flying, and he got his private pilot's license and took me flying in a Cherokee. Mm-hmm. I was probably 14 or 15 years old. But he didn't get to fly too often. In fact, I think I only flew with him twice in the Washington, D.C., Quantico area. Mm-hmm. But I always loved flying.
No kidding.
Yeah. And so after that, you know, when the flew RC planes for about 10 or 15 years, but about the time I realized I've got 9 RC planes and I don't have anything to take home and fix on the end of the at the end of the weekend, I realized I really liked the building part. And that's when I got into... into home-built airplanes.
And the RV wasn't the first plane you built, was it?
No, my first plane was a Dakota Hawk, which is a Fisher Flying Products all-wooden airplane, wood airplane with fabric covering. And it's essentially it's a Taylor craft with a Continental 85 engine. Yeah. And just had a blast building it. It took me 4.5 years to build it and flew it for 8 years. And low and slow, lots of fun. And lots of fun up in the Seattle area where we live, mm-hmm. You know, river valleys and mountain passes and lots of places to fly out to and to enjoy up there.
Are you skilled at woodworking when building that?
Oh,
because
no.
Then you go to an aluminum plant. Yeah, no, really?
No, woodworking. The good thing about the Fisher planes is that they're simple to do. It's a plans-built airplane, mm-hmm. but they do have a kit, but it's essentially a lot of sticks, and you cut those sticks to length and glue them together, and it's the gussets that make the strength. Yeah. And if you know anything about building with wood, as long as you've got a good glue joint and then a good strong gusset, that joint will never come apart. Mm. And I flew that plane for 8 years and just recently sold it. And it's just in as good a condition today as it was the day I built it. Never had any problems at all with the construction.
Was he around when you were building?
He was. He was a little bit shorter back then. Yeah. In fact, the Dakota Hawk is built with a geodesic construction, which is very small, almost popsicle-sized pieces of wood that are interlaced. And once you're building, you have to get inside to varnish everything. And he was a very good varnisher.
Oh, no kidding.
I fit.
He fit.
Yeah. How old were you then when you were doing that?
I think we started that plane when I was about 5. It was finished when I was probably 8 or 9 years old when it was first flown. And that was the first time I really got to go flying a lot. Before then, I had maybe had 1 or 2 flights with him.
Right.
Not much. And he usually wasn't the pilot. He didn't get his license until right about the time that he finished the Dakota Hawk.
So you were building the plane and you didn't have a license.
I did not have a license. And I realized, my plane's almost done. It's time for the inspection. I think it's time for me to go and get my pilot's license. And so I did a crash course pilot's license, got my tail dragger endorsement, and then I did my own test flights and flew my Dakota Hawk.
Wow. What's that like, growing up as a 5-year-old working on a plane? I suppose that just seems like a normal day for...
You know, people would ask me what I do when I go home, you know, back in elementary school, you know, what do you like to do? Do you like to play sports or what video games do you play? And I would tell people that I would help my dad build an airplane. And everybody would give me this funny look, like, what do you mean build an airplane? And you guys don't have an airplane in your garage? You know, that was normal for me. And I think I had a very unique childhood because I was able to go out and spend time with my dad building an airplane. You know, how many kids get to do that?
Yeah.
We had a lot of father-son time and a lot of times where he'd come out and say, "Dad, is it done yet? Let's go flying."
And I don't think it's much of a secret when you mentioned you had a lot of father-son time, especially in the teenage years. Fathers and sons have a way of drifting apart. I don't sense in the time I've spent with you this week that was a situation or has been a situation with you two, is it?
I think that because of the RV7, we avoided that. Yeah. That teenage time is usually where that happens, and that's right about the time that we started and finished building the RV7. We started it, 2005, I think it was. Yeah. So that was our first year coming to Oshkosh, and through that whole time, you know, we would go out into the shop and he would work and I would goof off and help where I could and then
tell me to hurry up.
Tell him to hurry up, you know. And then just a little under 4 years later, he started flying it. And as soon as that 40 hours was off, my mom got the first passenger ride, of course, you know. And then I was right there ready for the second one. And
Casey
since then,
is the airport kid. He lives at the airport. He's the kid who, you know, back in the old days when you used to hang on the fence and wait for somebody to give you a ride, he's the one who's down there. If I'm off at work, he'll go down to the airport. He'll walk up and down the hangar rows and find, you know, plenty of buddies out there. And he'll find somebody with the hangar open. And he's got the parachute slung over his shoulder and says, "Oh, you're going flying. I've got my parachute."
You always wear a parachute when you fly?
If we are...
Or is that just a you know, something to make people... No, you want to go flying with them.
I don't actually carry the parachute with me. That's a bit of over-exaggeration. But I do have the hangar keys so that if we're going and doing aerobatics, I can get the parachute.
You guys do aerobatics.
We like...
What
we
else
like
do you have an RV for?
I don't know.
we like looking up at the world.
Yeah.
You know, you don't always have to look down at them.
Yeah. You said, I think it was last night at the FAA forum on safety. Maybe not. No, it was somewhere else. That when your dad first flew into Oshkosh, I don't know if he knows it, that you didn't think he might, you weren't sure he was ready to fly into Oshkosh.
That was a
Do you know this? Do you know he didn't think
he
might?
You know, he says all kinds of things about me. I ignore most of them.
Don't get me started on
actually,
his landing.
Actually, the story about my first landing coming into Oshkosh is the entertaining part.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Go there.
It was a brand new plane. We were used to the low and slow, and we had suddenly gone to this high-performance plane. And being, you got to be safe with these planes. Flying into Oshkosh is very much a information overload. You know, there's a lot going on, and if you're not comfortable with the plane yet, it's not a safe thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just being cautious, make sure he can do the slow flight and everything, and he did just fine. So I was absolutely comfortable. As long as he's comfortable flying, I'm comfortable. It's when he gets scared that I get scared, and luckily that hasn't happened.
Yeah.
So
that you know of.
I just that I know of, yeah.
Yeah.
So I just made sure that he was comfortable with the flight, and that way I was too.
So
my
landing,
my first flight into Oshkosh,
that was last year.
Was it last year? I guess this was my second flight into Oshkosh, and we're on base to final.
Oh gosh.
And I'm looking down, and there's Oshkosh spread out below me. Beautiful sight, beautiful day, you know, a day like today with blue sky, a couple of clouds up in the air. And I'm looking down at the grounds while I'm turning base to final, and I'm looking. I say, "Oh, Casey, look at those jets over there," you know, kind of like that. "Oh, look, shiny." And Casey says, Dad, final.
Focus.
Land of the airplane.
So he's the conscience of the two, right?
I'm the brains.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. I want to pivot for just a second, Casey, because you were at the... We had Mark Guyron of the FAA here yesterday.
Yep, great discussion.
Yeah, that was going to have a little safety session out there and talk about regulations or policies or not. And not very many people showed up. Very few people. Frankly, embarrassingly few people showed up. You were one of the ones that did. I was curious what your reaction was to what you heard.
I think that sort of thing is the... that's what we need to do in the home building community. That is what's going to take this home building community to a better, safer level. It's those grassroots discussions with the guys who fly the planes and the guys who make the policies. Mm-hmm. That's having those discussions, whether it's only the 20 people that we had show up or maybe 200 next year. Let's see if we can get more. But that's what's going to bring out all the ideas, and that's what's going to allow us to make an informed decision that's going to keep the pilots safe and the planes flying every year.
You could do worse for a kid.
He's a good kid.
Yeah.
I like having him around.
Yeah. Well, I like having you come in, and thanks for coming in. Father and Son Building with Scott and Casey Stewart. If you're on the various bulletin boards, Scott goes by Dakota Hawk, and Casey goes by Casey Stewart.
Real original.
And Bob goes by the original Bob Collins.
Well, I have to now.